Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Ann Cochran, the Health Navigator and Public Information Officer with the Dallas County Department of Health. First of all, Ann, thank you so much for joining me today.
Sure.
So, obviously, the biggest story in the world right now is the COVID-19 pandemic. On a local level, it's been pretty well publicized that Dallas County is one of the counties in Iowa that has cases of COVID-19. So talk about how your agency is dealing with this outbreak.
Well, first of all, something for the residents of Dallas County to know is that the Dallas County Health Department continuously plans and practices procedures for health emergencies, such as epidemics. For instance, a full-scale drill using community volunteers was held this past September to practice. So we continually practice what we would do in such a case, and we're prepared to not only react, but be proactive as the situation evolves.
Okay, so as it has been evolving, how have you been able to deal with the latest news and all the information coming out there about the coronavirus?
Well, one of the things we do is have close communication with medical providers within our county and also other community leaders. We're just finalizing some plans with the food pantries and especially the mobile food pantries that come into selected communities once a month with food for people and helping them with processes for changes that they'll need to make in order to keep both their volunteers safe and the people who receive the food safe.
Okay. Now, obviously, this is a rapidly changing situation involving the coronavirus, new information out all the time. So how are you communicating that to the public and getting information out to them in a timely manner?
A lot of what we do is, again, through community leaders. We have been communicating with the media, and we have been communicating with churches and volunteer groups of different kinds, the school administrators, to make sure that they get out the word to everyone. We've also had close communication with several of the employers in the county that have many employees who speak languages other than English to get out the information in various languages. And we're dependent on the translating of those, and we go to reliable, trusted sources such as the CDC and the Iowa Department of Public Health for translated posters about things like washing your hands and covering your coughs and staying home if you're ill. So we're really trying to get the word out to everyone in Dallas County.
All right. Now, as I mentioned, there have been cases of COVID-19 in Dallas County confirmed. What can you tell me about these particular cases? Obviously, you can't get too detailed in it, but involving age range, if it's community spread, that sort of thing.
Well, due to HIPAA regulations, identities of all of our patients are kept confidential. We cannot provide any information that would allow the individuals to be identified. So on the Iowa Department of Public Health website, there is information that describes in general terms the age range of the individuals, and that's as much as we are allowed to reveal.
Okay. So what are the current precautions that people should be taking? Again, I know that it's an ever-changing thing, but what are the current recommendations from public health and from the state and even federal level?
A very, very strong message to folks here in the next several weeks to seriously restrict movement outside their home for anyone, whether you're ill or not. Please really think through, do I actually need to run to the store today, or can I wait and do another trip in several days where I get more things. With children, just making sure that children understand that it's okay to play outside, but don't be really close to other children. And just the things we've been hearing over and over, like washing your hands frequently, avoiding touching your face with unwashed hands, and covering your coughs and sneezes with your elbow or with a tissue.
For sure. Now, one of the key phrases you hear with everything going on right now is the flattening the curve, mm-hmm. which, you know, is pretty important to do. How is the current capacity at the area hospitals as far as dealing with coronavirus?
I don't have any specific numbers on that other than we are told that there is capacity at this time with the two hospitals that are technically within the geographic boundaries of Dallas County, which is the Dallas County Hospital in Perry and the Methodist West Hospital in West Des Moines. And both of them are currently able to take more patients.
All right, that's good to know. Is there any sort of known timeline right now for when this pandemic is expected to at least become manageable levels?
Because it's a novel virus, so meaning we've never had this one before, we cannot predict exactly what the track will be on that. The experts that we're listening to are saying it's probably going to last a while longer, and one of the things, though, that we can do to reduce the number of people impacted is, again, to refrain from mixing among one another. The more we self-isolate, the less chances are that it will affect the entire population.
Absolutely. What are some other precautions that you would recommend for people if they are exhibiting symptoms of coronavirus?
Well, the number one thing that's very important is do not simply show up at your primary care clinic or at an urgent care clinic or certainly not at the emergency department of a hospital. You need to call ahead. One of the things that public health talks about all the time, way before this happened, is the term medical home. Medical home means your primary clinic where you always go, where they know you, they have all your records. And one of the advantages to having a medical home is in a situation like this, you can call them and say, I'm so-and-so, and here's how I'm feeling. And they already know who you are, and they can give you instructions having to do with your particular health condition. So they will have at their fingertips knowing you have chronic disease or you are overall pretty healthy. And then they can give you some good information on what to do based on that information. Now, even if you don't have a medical home, you don't have a clinic you normally go to, please call ahead to the clinic that's close to you and ask them, what should I do? Here's what I have going on. This is how I feel. This is how long I've had it. And then they'll ask some screening questions and give you some information on what would be the most prudent course of action for you.
All right. Well, Ann Cochran with Dallas County Public Health, anything else that you feel like would be good for our listeners to know about at this time?
I would encourage people to use the reliable, accurate types of sources of information. So again, if you go to the websites of the CDC or the Iowa Department of Public Health, they have up-to-date, good information. And if you have some general questions, you can call the information line 211, which is sponsored by the United Way, and they can provide you with answers to general questions.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Ann Cochran. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sirwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.